Then, O Ananda, that bhikshu Dharmakara, having praised the Bhagavat, the Tathagata Lokeshvara Raja, in his presence, with those gathas, spoke thus, O Bhagavat, I wish to know the highest perfect knowledge. Again and again I raise and incline my thought towards the highest perfect knowledge. May therefore the Bhagavat, as a teacher, thus teach me the law, that I may quickly know the highest perfect knowledge. May I become in the world a Tathagata, equal to the unequalled, and may the Bhagavat proclaim those signs by which I may comprehend the perfection of all good qualities of a Buddha country. After this, O Ananda, the Bhagavat Lokeshvara Raja, the Tathagata, thus spoke to that bhikshu, Do you by yourself, O bhikshu, know the perfection of all excellences and good qualities of a Buddha country? He said, O Bhagavat, I could not do this, but the Bhagavat alone. Explain the perfection of the excellences and all the good qualities of Buddha countries of other Tathagatas, after hearing which we may fulfill every one of their signs. Then, O Ananda, the Tathagata Lokeshvara Raja, holy and fully enlightened, knowing the good disposition of that bhikshu, taught for a full koti of years the perfection of all the excellences and good qualities of Buddha countries belonging to 8,100,000 niyutas of kotis of Buddhas, together with the signs, indication, and description, desiring welfare, wishing for benefits, compassionate, full of compassion, so that there might never be an end of Buddha countries, having conceived great pity for all beings. The measure of life of that Tathagata was full 40 kalpas. Then, O Ananda, that bhikshu Dharmakara, taking the perfections of all the excellences and good qualities of those Buddha countries, of those 8,100,000 niyotas of kotis of Buddhas, and concentrating them all on one Buddha country, worshipped with his head the feet of the Bhagavat Lokeshvara Raja, the Tathagata, turned respectfully round him to the right, and walked away from the presence of this Bhagavat. And afterwards, for the space of 5 kalpas, he thus concentrated the perfection of all the excellences and good qualities of the Buddha countries, such as had never been known before in the 10 quarters of the whole world, more excellent and more perfect than any, and composed the most excellent prayer. Thus, O Ananda, that bhikshu concentrated in his mind a perfection of a Buddha country 81 times more immeasurable, noble, and excellent than the perfection of the 8,100,000 niyutas of kotis of Buddha countries that had been told him by the Bhagavat Lokeshvara Raja, the Tathagata. And then, proceeding to where the Tathagata was, he worshipped the feet of the Bhagavat with his head, and said, O Bhagavat, the perfection of all the excellences and good qualities of the Buddha countries has been concentrated by me. After this, O Ananda, the Tathagata Lokeshvara Raja spoke thus to the bhikshu, Preach then, O bhikshu, the Tathagata allows it. Now is the proper time, O bhikshu. Delight the assembly, produce joy, let the lion's voice be heard, so that now and hereafter noble-minded bodhisattvas, hearing it, may comprehend the different subjects or occasions of the prayers for the perfection of the good qualities of a Buddha country. Then, O Ananda, that bhikshu Dharmakara thus spoke at that time to the Bhagavat. May the Bhagavat thus listen to me, to what my own prayers are, and how, after I shall have obtained the highest knowledge, my own Buddha country will be then endowed with all inconceivable excellencies and good qualities.